This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Chuck Todd can't get enough of the fact that now Pete Buttigieg might have people vote for him. I'm trying to understand how much trouble I'd be in if I asked these kind of questions. Oh, but here is the host of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. All right? Take a listen.
There is one whisper of, that Democrats have about your candidacy. Many are excited, but you hear the whisper, but, oh, I don't know, can he get African-American support? I want to read you a quote from the Reverend Roderick Reed that the Indianapolis Star interviewed. He's a pastor at the Uplift Church in Indianapolis. Here's what he said. I guarantee it's going to be an obstacle. This is about the fact that you're married to another man. I guarantee it's going to be an obstacle for the candidate from South Bend. That is really still a touchy subject, specifically and especially in the African-American church. Now, I think it could be overcome because we are gradually getting to a point of, and I don't want to say accept, but we are getting to a point of realizing this is the culture that we are going to have to begin to live with and adapt to it. I know you're trying to have these conversations with a lot of African-Americans. How are they going?
Let's stop it right there, because I know that black people hate gay people, so how's it going?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Considering that they all hate your people, how's it going? You guys going all right, Pete? Do they beat you? How does it work? You walk into a predominantly black bar, they beat you? Is it beat you and your husband to death, or... How's that going? All right.
He's not done.
But I do want to follow up. I've talked to African American congressmen who really like you and want to support you, where they're some of their more conservative, religious minded constituents who vote straight ticket Democrat most of the time would have trouble voting for you. What do you say to those politicians in Washington who want to get behind your candidacy but are nervous about this?
And look, you know what I mean by that is obviously because you're not going to get any black votes because you're gay. So what to you, is that a challenge for you? Let me rephrase. since all African Americans hate you because this is Chuck Todd on NBC News. This is amazing to me. If anyone on Fox News had this line of questioning, there'd be boycotts, they'd be out of a job, it'd be an absolute outrage. Suggesting that all black people are homophobic.
Oh my God.
Here's Chuck Todd finding new and different ways to ask it. Like some African American leaders have said they'd vote for you if, would you denounce gayism? Would you reject your own gayness? Would you agree to go through conversion therapy to get a vote or two? Not all of them, but one or two votes. All right, keep going.
I do want to follow up. I've talked to African American congressmen who really like you and want to support you.
I mean, they don't like you in a gay way. And they asked me to please preface it by saying that they obviously, because none of them do.
No,
but I had to. It's amazing. Instead of just saying, you know, do you find that with a lot of voters who are very religious that your homosexuality is going to be an issue? It's, you know, but with black voters. Who they're all so incredibly bigoted and myopic in their thinking. So how are you going to overcome that? You hear the whisper. How could you get African American support? Oh man,
it's unbelievable.
Where they're some of their more conservative, religious minded constituents who vote straight ticket Democrat most of the time would have trouble voting for you. What do you say to those politicians in Washington who want to get behind your candidacy but are nervous about this?
Would you consider going back in the closet and marrying a woman like Rosario Dawson for... Oh, sorry, she's taken. Somebody else to just pretend like you are, in fact.
Just to get the black vote.
Would you be willing to...
Oh, my God.
Chuck Todd. NBC's Chuck Todd. Meet the Press. I called it right up the middle right there.
I'm crying.
As he winds up stereotyping every... a black voter in the country. And again, nobody's going to care. He'll keep his job and his millions of dollars, and nobody will care. Nobody will come out and say, what are you suggesting now? There won't be any black people on TV going, we're fine with gay people being elected. We're okay with that. Nope, none. They won't. They will not do a counterinsurgency against Chuck Todd in any way, shape, or form. Not one. By the way, today in Israel, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a ceremony for the inauguration of Trump Heights. It is it's a town in Israel's Golan Heights. It has been renamed in honor of the United States President, Trump Heights. It's amazing, considering what an anti-Semite the president is, that they would name a town in Jerusalem, in Israel, after him. It's amazing. It's right next to Hitlerville, I believe, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Very popular town.
Very popular town. Great nightlife.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's just it's just amazing. Chuck Todd should ask.
Oh, black people, man, are homophobic. Right. How do you get that phobic?
Yeah, Mayor Pete, since black people, 100% of them, all hate gay people. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with it? Give me your. Oh man, we live in the craziest times. Obviously, the president is not an anti-Semite, which is why they named this town in Jerusalem, in Israel, after him. Trump Heights, a new town in Israel's Golan Heights, because the prime minister has said Israel knows no better friend than President Donald Trump. So there you go.
Talk radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.